just a simple strategy that can have a huge impact is that it's, even though it's so easy to move money around with all our bank accounts on the computer, and what has been a real helpful strategy is creating a savings program. It's like, hey, whatever number you agree upon that resonates with you, whether it's 10%, 15%, 20% of your income, however you want to pay yourself first, literally, and then live off the rest, go to your HR department and say, I want for my electronic deposit, most companies do electronic deposit, I want this amount to go into this account, which you show your savings account, and then the rest is my regular checking account that pays all expenses. And just by doing that, a little bit of discipline, months later, a world of freedom starts opening up. And just after a few months of doing that, you're already ahead of 50% of this nation.
You're listening to the Engineer of Finance podcast with Ken Green.
Hi, this is Ken Green, the host of the Engineer of Finance podcast, and my awesome co-host, Tammy B.
What's up, Ken?
Is here with me.
Hi.
So, hey, I'm unusually happy today, which is great. So,
it's not unusual. Come on.
Yeah, no, I said unusually happy. Not that it's unusual I'm happy.
Unusually happy, like a totally different level of happiness.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so before we turned on the microphone, I was complimenting Tammy B that I said, remember all those times I said you were wrong? Well, it's a year and a half later. You're right, Tammy.
And it just took you a year and a half to figure it out. That's awesome.
Yeah, I was very honored to be asked to for a clever quote.
Yes.
So a clever quote for the Financial Symposium, the summit at Park City, right?
Yes.
You want to see what the title is of the summit? Because I always say it wrong.
Summit for Advisors.
Oh, it's that hard? Summit for Advisors. Yeah, so I've been going every year. Love going there. And so I was asked for a quote. And so, oh, cool. I'm becoming important. So I said, it's something I share with clients quite often that need to hear it, that, or new clients are coming on board that have struggled with creating a saving strategy, struggled living within their means and saving 10% or 15% or 20% of what they make first, and then living off the rest to enjoy, pay bills, et cetera. Food, eating out. And so the clients that come in or future clients that become clients, the first thing, if we identify that as an area we need to fix first, I don't know if I read this somewhere or if I created it on my own. So I'm not trying to steal it from someone, but I really think it's my own, Tammy.
Well, yeah, let's claim it. It is your own. By Ken Green.
With a little bit of discipline comes a world of freedom. The best way, I would tell a story about my dog, Prophet. He's a black dog.
That's your dog's name.
Yeah, he's a black lab, but it's not Prophet with an F. It's Prophet, P-R-O-P-H-E-T.
Oh, H-E-T.
And I named him after, I have two uncles. One I just love. He's just awesome. The other one I don't like so much. But the one I didn't like so much when I was a kid, he had this huge black lab that I just loved. And this thing would just tackle and knock me down. But it was Prophet with an F. P-R-O-F-I-T. And boy, did that name some, and profit's a great thing. It's not a bad word. The love of money. And I've talked about money is not a bad thing. But anyway, if that's all you're doing is your whole life is focused on accumulating more money, that should be ancillary through your actions. Right, Tammy?
Yeah. Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, you focus on doing what you do. You get a job that you love doing and you're getting paid to do it. And then you start moving money in a way that creates more and more wealth. That's great. But if your whole day and your whole year, your whole life is about pursuing more money, pretty boring life, pretty vapid life.
Yep.
But anyway, I love that black lab. And so we got a black lab. We rescued him. We don't know what he is. He's part something. And so he's getting pretty old now, but he's just, he's Prophet, P-R-O-P-H-E-T, P-R-O-P-H-E-T. And when we got him, my wife said, oh, I know how to train dogs. I'm all good because I don't. And I want our dog disciplined.
Right.
And well, apparently black labs aren't so easy to train. So oh, no. If we could rewind it, we probably should have taken them to a school or something. And so my wife likes hiking, loves hiking. And once you get me out the door to go hike, I love it too. It's just getting me to go do it. I got a choice to go mountain bike or play in the boat, or it's like, oh, yay, let's go hike. But once I'm up there hiking and we'll bring our dog, it's a blast. But he is not a disciplined dog. And so quite often we got to keep him on a leash. And so he loses a lot of freedom.
Mm, sure.
And because I didn't find out or figure out, we didn't figure out how to teach some discipline for that dog, he's lost a lot of freedom. With a little bit of discipline comes a world of freedom, where if we disciplined him, got him trained so that he would listen, he could be free to roam everywhere.
Right.
And he's still pretty good, but man, he sees some rabbit or something, I mean, he is gone. And now that he's older, well, he's 95 pounds. Mm. And he'll just lay down. Well, that's great, dude. Now we got to drag your butt out of, you know. I mean, so anyway, but that was the whole thing. So thank you for asking me for a quote. But yeah, with a little bit of discipline comes a world of freedom. And if you apply that to, you apply that to anything.
Anything. I was just thinking that.
Apply it to anything. And so for the longest time, I hated the idea. I mean, my parents are pretty strict when I grew up. Well, I got three younger brothers. I would say they're strict with me and my second brother closest to me. And then I think they just get tired after a while with the other ones. So they just took it all out on me. But with that discipline, it's like, man, your parents are strict and your parents are this. Yeah, well, maybe. But for the most part, I didn't resent it. And but with that, again, with that discipline, I mean, I grew up, and I've talked about this in the past, in Morristown, New Jersey during the school year. And in the summers, I could go down and see my grandma Dove in Annapolis, Maryland, and hang out there. My mom would go down, obviously my brothers. And we grew up in a waterfront home on the Chesapeake Bay with the beach. We had a Boston Whaler, and we got to fish and crab and water ski. And it's just such an incredible childhood. In my opinion.
Was that where the money tree was?
That was Grandma Green, my dad's mom. She was the money tree.
All right.
In Cleveland, Ohio. And boy, was I disappointed when I saw what a money tree really was. I really thought, we'll go listen to that podcast, everyone. It's Grandma's Money Tree. You just took me off the beach.
I knew I was going to do that. Sorry.
Yeah, so the discipline part. So the discipline part, grew up in the summers in Annapolis. I mean, we were boating all the time. And so my mom was great at educating us how to handle a boat from everything, how the currents work, the winds, because she's been boating all her life. And so it's such an incredible education. And we're disciplined and we're told what we're allowed to do, what we weren't allowed to do. And I'm pretty confident I was 11 years old. My mom was, I think I was 11 years old. I've always wanted to be able to take out the boat by herself. We didn't want to have to be dependent on taking our mom. And my brother's a year younger than me, a little bit over a year younger than me. And I was like, hey, we want to be able to take out the boat on our own. Right. And so, well, the day you can pull, because in order to moor or anchor the little Boston Whale, it's like a 13 footer, she always wanted the engine pulled up and out of the water. So the day you can tilt that engine up and lock it, and you have to understand how tiny I was at 11. Then you can take the boat out on your own. My dad always said I was like 11 grown, turning 30, going on 30, whatever his phrase was. So, I was just very, focused on things. And once she said that, I immediately went, to the boat, brought my brother with me, Dwayne, and said, hey, we're not leaving this boat so I can pull up that motor, and you have to lean over and click it. Right. So what I did to get leverage is I always had strong legs, as a little kid. I'm just using all I can with my legs, pulling that outboard. Then I'd have my brother hang on me to get more leverage. And then I could lock it with my legs, and then he'd reach around and then he'd lock the motor. So apparently we were practicing for a couple hours or something. I finally got it down. And then we went back, grabbed my mom and said, hey, look, we can do the motor.
Right.
And her being always true to her word, she said, okay, well. And we knew how to, we're like 11 and 10 years old and we're out in going back and forth. We're allowed to go from duck blind to the point in Chesapeake Bay. And it's right by Ramsey Lake. And so so she could keep an eye on us sort of, right, while she's doing all the stuff she's doing.
Sure.
And if it was time to come in, she put the white towel out, and something was urgent, she'd wave the towel. But she could always have her eye on us the first year and says, okay, if you guys are good, then you get to go on Ramsey Lake and you can start, you know, we'd have more freedom.
Right.
Right. A little discipline comes with a little freedom.
Absolutely.
So, but there is some discipline there and just some focus, obviously practicing, get that engine up. And then being a very good student, listening to my mom on how to handle a boat all those years as a kid. And I didn't think anything of it at the time. I thought it was crazy she wasn't going to let us go out in a boat. I was like, holy cow, I'm looking at all these kids and all these adults. I mean, they shouldn't be driving a boat. You know, like, so it's pretty cool story. At 11 years old, and so Dwayne and I, we'd be out there playing around all day long. Right. And again, with that discipline, came a world of freedom.
Yeah.
So that's my big quote.
So I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
How's Max with discipline?
I got to be disciplined to discipline that little monster. So it's hard, man. I never understood when my parents were beating the crap out of me as a kid. Like, this is harder on us than you. and then, by the way, let me emphasize, I'm exaggerating. It's like my first hyperbole ever on this podcast. That's not the case, but we were definitely, you did not want to upset dad. And you did not want to upset mom, because then she'd upset dad, and then dad's upset, and then we're all in trouble. so just toe the line. But my little monster, so I get it. He's definitely turning three. He's three. He's definitely testing. He's a smart little kid. And boy, right. Is he a little master manipulator. So, but you know, discipline, he's getting it. Yeah, he's getting it. So he's doing pretty good on it. Like, why are you throwing me under the bus?
I'm doing a good job
disciplining that little guy.
I didn't intend it that way at all, because I've met Max and your beautiful wife, and we had dinner together, and I felt like he was well disciplined because he is his natural. I remember standing outside in the parking lot after dinner, you, me, Danielle, and Spencer, and Max is in the back of the truck, and like the open, not a cab, not a canopy, just in the open back of the truck, the bed. There we go. That's the word. And it was fascinating watching him, because I love to study people, right? So I can see this little guy that just loves to explore. And anybody who has that desire to explore, it's going to be hard to discipline them and keep them in line. It's going to be really difficult. And yet I feel like you and Danielle are doing a really good job. That's why I brought it up, because I feel like you're doing a really good job with someone who's inherently difficult to discipline, because he is going to be an entrepreneur someday. He's going to run his own show. He's going to be some adventurer, explorer. I don't know, but
you have that all figured out when he was 2 years old.
Oh, totally. And in what, the 30 minutes that we stood out there, but he is an amazing young man. And yet at the same time, he would be difficult to parent. Any independent soul is going to be difficult to parent. And so I feel like you guys do a good job of parenting him and yet letting him be himself. And to me, that's where the freedom comes in, because you give him some ground rules and like a fence within which to play. And then he finds his ability to explore within that fence. So I think you guys are doing a really good job of both of those.
Well, thank you. He's, I don't know if you'd enjoy going to dinner with him now. He's just a big ham. He's a lot of fun. I swear every time I call a client or I'm calling a friend and I'm in the truck and I have him in the car, or I have him in the truck with me, he'll be quiet. He loves looking outside, observing everything. But then I make a quick call, and then right when someone engages on the other side, he just gets loud as can be, starts telling his stories. It's like everyone has to hear Maximus. So it's a lot of fun. But yeah, so he is. We were doing pretty good. Sometimes it's hard telling him no, but he just has to get used to it. He's got it down for me, though. Boy, has he got no down. And it's definitely human nature. Just reading a great book I read. I'm finishing up. I cannot remember the person's name, but he was a FBI negotiator, terrorist negotiator.
Oh, okay.
The book's called Never Split the Difference.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
Oh, it's a great book.
Okay,
good. And just talking about, it's just focus again on human nature, human psychology. And I'm not giving I'm told, just read the book. If this is, for everyone listening, this is interesting, but there's a chapter or a part in a chapter where he's discussing how it's just human nature for us to want to say no. We want to be in control.
Yeah.
And the fastest way to establish we're in control is no. And I thought that was really interesting. And right after I finished that chapter, I think it was between business trips and on the airplane. So I was reading it with my ears, with Audible. And sure enough, I watched Max say no. It's like, yeah, he's taking control. He wants to show he's in control.
Yeah.
You know, even at 2 years old and 3 years old. But so boy, did you get me off the beach, Sean, with a little bit of discipline?
No, I didn't.
Freedom.
I didn't, because that's still totally talking about, because in Max's situation, what I think is happening is you guys are disciplining him. And again, I say that you're doing a good job, but because the way that you're doing it is allowing him the freedom to be himself. And I think one of the mistakes that we make as parents is we try to take that freedom away and we try to make them be like us and follow some kind of rule. and that's just, it. Unfortunately, it squelches the independence, the freedom of the individual.
Have you ever seen the movie Horse Whisperer?
Yes.
I never saw it, but I understand the point, right? I mean, was it Robert Redford?
I think so.
What's that?
I think so, yes.
Yeah, so I haven't seen it. Now I have to, and I guess Danielle's watched it, but she was calling me. I speak to my son a little bit differently, and so she calls me the Max Whisperer.
Max Whisperer.
Yeah, because... good or bad, I think good. He's, and I probably mentioned this on another podcast, and I keep, here's a, I don't know if you call it a quote, but again, a great friend, great client. And I've referenced him a few times because he's just got some great things he shared with me. He's been around longer than me. He's got a lot of wisdom. And he just told me that you never know, you don't understand how much your parents love you until you have your own child.
Yeah.
It was the essence. And so sure enough, when he told me that right when he was born, I didn't quite understand. And then once he was born, I was like, oh my gosh, I understand it.
Yeah.
And then like immediately, I was like, boy, was I a jerk when I was a kid. Oh. I was like, oh man, I feel so bad how I treat my mom sometimes. So, and like, great. And I was terrified forever to have a duplicate of me, and which sounds crazy. Now I look at it, but at the time I was really afraid to be a dad, but he's like a little mini me. And so it's like, oh no, we're in trouble. We're in trouble. So he's going to start asking me why about everything. Cause I did all the time. I just always want to learn something. And oh, that was another thing. I never split the difference. I learned, all of my life, I always asked why, but it was not to challenge people. It was to learn.
Understand. Yeah.
And to understand. And so I wish I learned this 20 years ago, but there's a section in Never Split the Difference where it says, you know, humans typically don't like being asked why, because it's putting them in a defensive position.
Yeah.
And I was like, I had no idea. So that's why I've pissed off the financial industry all my life when I got in this industry. And this is why I upset other people. I was just asking why to learn. They thought I was challenging them.
Right.
Oh my gosh, would my life have been way easier?
You still would have asked. You might have asked differently, but you still would have asked, or at least I hope you still would have asked.
Yeah, you just, it's amazing. We're really interesting how our brains operate. It's just amazing. And I've mentioned this again on other podcasts, just never was interested in human psychology when I was getting my engineering degrees. I'm like, why do I have to take this class? Who cares? What's this have to do with engineering? But to be well-rounded, we had to take some history classes and economics and which is great that I took them, and then psychology and appreciation of the arts and survey of jazz, taking the psychology course. I actually enjoyed the class. I thought it was great. I was like, wow, I just show up, listen, take the test and get a great grade. This is awesome. And, but I learned a lot actually from the course. And then now what I find so fascinating, one of the most interesting things to me in my spare time, what I read is human psychology. I want to understand how, so I can communicate better with others, how to do that in different ways to communicate the same message. With a little bit of discipline comes a world of freedom. So I wanted to leave a couple quick little tips of how to do that, if that helps.
Absolutely.
Which is just going to tie to savings. So one thing I like showing, you know, we've been doing this for over a year, Tammy.
And it's been a year? You're right.
Oh gosh, yeah. It's been well over a year now. And which is great. And it's really fun now, especially just here in the local community. I'll go around and say, hey, man, I've been listening to your podcast. Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
People I haven't seen forever that aren't clients, just they know of me and I know of them in the industry. And it's like, yeah, I was listening to your podcast and I really enjoyed it. Thank you. It's been over a year. So one of my biggest fears is I don't want to be redundant, but I don't know how you're not. And so I would like to say it's more like we're just revisiting certain topics. But here's just with a little bit of discipline comes a world of freedom. One technique to help people create that discipline is to automate things, make things simple. And if I'm working with a person who's been an employee for a long time and still is an employee and doesn't have a good savings plan put in place, they're not used to what that feels like. It takes a long time to build a new habit. Like you threw me under the bus last podcast, the previous one, talking about me working out again. Well, I've been doing it straight week after week. Awesome. So guess what? The third week, way, way easier than the first week.
I bet. Those sheets aren't weighing 300 pounds anymore.
Yeah. No, now they're about down to 150 or 100. And so it's becoming more and more natural, more and more routine. It's just inertia. I mean, objects that are still just want to stay still. And I'm not saying it perfectly, but objects in motion tend to stay in motion.
Right.
And so now there's this momentum, this motion that I'm going through. And so sure enough, you know, 3 weeks into it, a lot easier. And so that's a brand new habit. And so it's a new discipline, isn't it, too?
Yeah.
And with that discipline, you know, in several months, will become more freedoms. I'll be able to hike better. I'll be able to do more athletic things. And so with that discipline, is going to come a lot more freedom for me again. But on the money side, just a simple strategy that can have a huge impact is that it's even though it's so easy to move money around with all our bank accounts on the computer. And what has been a real helpful strategy is creating a savings program. It's like, hey, whatever number you agree upon that resonates with you, whether it's 10%, 15%, 20% of your income, however you want to pay yourself first, literally, and then live off the rest, go to your HR department and say, I want for my electronic deposit, most companies do electronic deposit, I want this amount to go into this account, which you show your savings account, and then the rest is my regular checking account that pays all expenses. And just by doing that, a little bit of discipline, months later, a world of freedom starts opening up. And just after a few months of doing that, you're already ahead of 50% of this nation.
Yeah.
American households and savings. Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
That's the topic. With a little bit of discipline comes a world of freedom. And I just wanted to share a kind of simple strategy that, and plus a lot of fun stories in between. So thank you, Tammy.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you for the compliments. My awesome little son and my beautiful wife. A little bit of discipline comes a world of freedom. And I think that just doing that little strategy there, learning to, if you struggle with it, a savings program, do that with your, if you're an employee or if you're an owner. I mean, I'm owner of my company. I mean, the way my company is structured as an S Corp, my payroll department, essentially payroll is structured. So guess what? Everything I ask people to do, I do myself.
Yeah.
And guess what gets paid first? When that payroll goes out tomorrow, I get paid as an employee. You know, I always joke saying my boss is a jerk. It's like, who's your boss? And people don't know me that well. It's like, who's your boss?
Who's your boss?
It's like, yeah, it makes me work 3 weeks straight, makes me do this, makes me do that. It's like, holy cow, your boss is horrible. Who's your boss? You it's like, quit. It's me. It's me. But yeah, that when that payroll goes out on my salary, the savings account is paid first, literally on how it's structured on payroll. It's like, how much do you want to go to this account? And then the next section is structured so the remainder goes to the living expense checking account.
Nice.
Pretty simple.
Yep.
And then it's out of sight, out of mind. It took me, when I did that, I mean, it takes what, 15 minutes? How long? I mean, I don't know what different companies. I mean, some of these huge monster companies, maybe it takes a couple of weeks. You call HR and they get back to you in their own time. But you usually can set that up. And people have a company they work at and you want to find a way to create a little bit of discipline and have a pretty substantial savings account after several months. That's a real simple strategy, and you set it and forget it. And that's a great way to create, yeah, a new discipline, new habit. Now it's back to real work. I love doing this podcast, Tammy. I don't want it to end.
Yeah.
All right. Well, everyone, you guys, you have any questions that I bring up? I had a listener call me the other day. It's like, man, I have all these questions I want to throw at you and I don't have in front of me. Well, write them all out. Shoot them to me as they come to your mind. Just, we all got smartphones, it seems like.
That's a great idea.
Just type in your smartphone, make a little note. And then when you have time, go to my website, engineeroffinance.com. Shoot me a message. Call my office. Set up a time to talk. And then you can just bullet through every single question that I have. I think one of my most recent, we got to end this podcast where I start making fun of the financial industry again. But I would say just go to engineeroffinance.com. And I got a lot of blogs on there, got some fun YouTube videos. Boy, do I hate seeing myself on camera, but it was a good, thank you, Tammy. You're the one that said I shouldn't take those off. I was like, I can't stand my videos. And you're okay, and I like your videos.
They're good videos, and they're short, everyone.
They are short. They're sweet. I think the longest one's like 6 minutes long, but the others are just 2 minutes, 3 minutes, just going off on great questions that are asked to me when I was down in Texas on various topics. And so it was a real fun interview. It was really fun.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like my Netflix mini. It's not Netflix, but that's how I like describing it. My Netflix miniseries. It's kind of fun just getting to dig into my brain a little bit.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, engineeroffinance.com. Thank you, Tammy, as always. Please don't hesitate, people who have questions, to reach out. I love helping. Tammy, you want to do a great wrap up?
Yeah, you might not like this, though. I'm totally going to put you on the spot, but I'm not going to throw you under the bus because this is a good thing. So someone just recently complimented you because they were a listener and their wife is also now listening and his father or her father is a former engineer. And what did they say about you?
Yeah, I am going to get upset at you. I was just telling you, it was very, very humbling to get that kind of feedback. So it's such a huge compliment. So yes, I was sharing that with you, not on the podcast, that her father is an engineer. That was just a very unique for someone with my, and I've been described this way by numerous people and you, Tammy. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's enigma, but to have an engineering background, be a financial advisor, and to have the charisma and the humor and being an engineer is very, very unique.
Mm-hmm. Was that hard to say?
It is hard for me to say.
But it's very true.
It is true. So thank you. You told me that a year and a half ago and I thought you were full of it. So I was like, I didn't think you're full. I found it hard to believe. I'm like, okay, that's just Tammy being nice. And it's been a very consistent message from numerous listeners and callers and clients. And it's just a very, very humbling to get that kind of feedback. And I so appreciate it. So yeah, I'm a little mad at you. That's okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Fortunately, you're in Reno and I'm in Oregon. So I'm pretty sure I'm safe.
That's true. Well, next podcast, I think the next few podcasts, just to keep the teaser out for everyone, is that I'm waiting for my attorneys to let me know what I can and cannot say, but I really want to talk about some just flat out just fun products, financial products that are outside Wall Street that can be really, really fun, because making money is fun, especially when you're sleeping and playing and money's coming into your bank account. And so it's just interesting, we're such a regulated environment, how there's just certain words you're not allowed to say. Like you can't say safe, but you can say safer. I just love the silliness. I appreciate that. Well, I just love the silliness. Some of these regs are just, I think, a little bit over the top. But anyway, I'm going to share a lot of fun stuff talking about different products in the next few podcasts, if that's okay with you, Tammy.
Of course.
Yeah. So I think everyone would really appreciate that. So I think we'll talk a little bit about, again, just revisiting a topic of how you can be a landlord or be in real estate without having to be a landlord. And I'll talk about my personal scenario a little bit of what I've been trying to do being a landlord. And I'm all, you know what? I think I'm not ready to be a landlord yet. I think I'm just going to keep investing in real estate deals where I get to be a landlord without being one and just enjoy the income stream. It's just so much easier and it works. And the numbers just crush what's available here in Reno. Trying to buy a house right now and live off that cash flow, forget it. And so we'll talk about that on the real estate side, and then we'll dive into some other products and ideas if that sounds good.
Cool.
You want to do the wrap up again, Tammy?
No, I did my wrap up. You did it for me.
All right. Well,
yeah, it's very true about Ken. He has an amazing sense of humor. He's very charismatic. He's very down to earth, very easy to talk to. So if talking about how discipline brings you more freedom, it could literally just be the discipline to send him an email, get onto his website, set up a phone meeting. He's so easy to talk to, so receptive, so non-judgmental because he's been there before. So if that's a possible first step for you and it's just a little bit of discipline and it could open up a whole new financial world for you. We've heard many stories on this podcast of how he's changed people's lives because of his education. So please do this for yourself. You know, take advantage of his offering, whether you end up doing anything with him or not. That's what he does not care about. What he cares about is bringing education to you.
One thing I'll add real quick, Tammy, I've got a couple of requests recently asking for me to be a guest speaker. So I will throw that out there. I would love, nice, if someone wants me to come and be a guest speaker on a different way to handle money, I would love to do that. That would be fun.
And you're such a good speaker in person. Yeah. If you guys like him on the podcast, he's like times 10 in person. And you can see that on those videos, by the way.
Thank you, Tammy B. That was very nice. All right. Well, thank you. I always appreciate you having on, Tammy. Thank you. And thank you to all the listeners. I love doing this and I look forward to our next one.
Thank you for listening to the Engineer of Finance podcast with Ken Green.